Let's look at our main scripture reading. So please open your Bible and we read together. The Matthew chapter 18, verse 23 to 35. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a certain king who wished to settle an account with his slaves. And when he had begun to settle them, there was brought to him to one who owed him 10,000 talents. But since he did not have the means to repay, his lord commanded him to be sold along with his wife and children and all that he had, the repayment of the debt. The slave, therefore, falling down, prostrated himself before him, saying, "The patience will, and I will repay everything." And the lord of the slave prepared confession and released him. Right, okay, I like to read from the verse 30. He was unwilling, however, but went and threw him in the prison, and he should pay he was owned. So when he was fellow slave, so what happened, they were deeply grieved, and they came unto the reporter to their lord all that had happened. Then summoning him, his lord said to him, "The wicked slave, I forgive you all that debt because you entreated me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave, even as I had mercy on you?" And his lord moved him in anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. So shall my heavenly Father also do to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. The kingdom of heaven that may be compared to a certain king who wished to settle account with his slaves. In other words, the protagonist in the parable of the kingdom of heaven is a certain king. And what he does is the key to the parable. As the counting began, a servant who owed 10,000 talents was brought before the king. With no way to repay the debt, the master ordered the servant to sell himself, his children, and everything he ought to pay off. The servant fell to his knees and begged his master to be patient with him. The king took pity of him and set him free, canceling his debt. Here, we should not simply move on, but pay attention to the 10,000 talent that the servant was forgiven for. The 10,000 talent is, as you see, a talent was a unit of the measure for weighting gold or silver at the time, and one talent weighed about 75 pounds. Historical records indicate that the gross national product of the Palestine was 2 talents, and the taxes collected by the Roman Empire were about 600 talents a year. While it is unclear how this servant could have incurred such a debt, it is certainly an unfathomable amount. To put this into perspective, if we compare it to pay daily wage of the 1 denarius at that time, the 1 talent was worth 6,000 denarii. In other words, 10,000 talents becomes 60 million denarii. That means you had to work 60 million days to earn that amount. If you do that math in years, it would take 164,000 years of work to pay it off. Some scholars refer to this as the Lord's use of hyperbole, but it is by no means hyperbole. When the Lord offered this amount, he was expressing the value of the forgiveness we have received from God. No amount of money can pay for our sins. But you can see that the Romans chapter 3 verse 24, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Yeah. And also Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. So we call that Jesus' blood is so precious blood. Why? Because by his blood, the forgiveness of our trespass. We cannot be the animal's price, right? But God paid this animal's price for our sins by crucifying his son Jesus Christ. We should realize and be grateful for the precious blood of the Lord's cross. All of us have received forgiveness from God for these sins and deaths. Amen. Now, the servant who had been forgiven this great debt went out and met a fellow who owed him 100 denarii. As soon as he met him, he demanded that he pay the debt and threw him into prison. His friend said that he would pay him back, but he refused and kept him in prison. When his fellow servants saw this, they were very indignant and told his master what had happened. Then the master called back the servant who owed him 10,000 talents. In the Matthew chapter 18, verse 32-33, then summoning him, his lord said to him, "You wicked slave." You forget, you have to be the point of the wicked slave. "I forgive you all the debt because you entreat me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave, even as I had mercy on you?" He said, "Shouldn't you have had mercy on your companion just as I had mercy on you?" As he was imprisoned to pay off the debt, surely he cannot come out of the prison forever. In other words, if we have been forgiven and we do not forgive our brother sincerely and sincerely, our Heavenly Father will do the same to us. This is an incomparable difference between the 10,000 talent and the 100 denarii, right? Okay, look at this. The 10,000 talent is a 60 million denarii, and vice versa, and 100 denarii, that is only just 1/600,000 times. Forgiveness they received from God is immeasurable, but they are fallen human beings who cannot forgive even millions of it. See that? This is the forgiveness of God compared to the forgiveness of man. It is our tendency not to repay what we owe, but to accept. But to accept what others owe us, it is human nature to be forgiving to ourselves, our own faults and mistakes. Yet so quick to criticize, condemn, and single out of the fault of others. We must not be that insensitive when it comes to hurting each others. We may think the other person deserves it. We may even resent the fact that we did not push them harder. But when they are hurt, they cannot withstand anymore. We are very forgiving of our own fault, but not of the faults of others. This is the limit of the human forgiveness. The friend who was beaten by the servant was not able to find the same gratitude as the servant had for his honor. He received the pity from his owner, and when his friend, the king, asked him for mercy, just as he did before his king, he grabbed him by the throat, shook him, and demanded that he give him his money. Is this not how we are? Even though we have, by God's grace, been forgiven tremendous debt, we forget that truth. we are in such a hurry to get our own that we have the fallen human tendency to turn a blind eye to the suffering and sorrow of our peers. But the Lord called us to forgive, not human forgiveness, but God's forgiveness, which we have received from God. This is a repayment of those who have received God's infinite grace. Amen. This is not the end of the parable. The man who owed all the 10,000 talents thought that his debt was forgiven and that everything was over, and he was merciless to his fellow man. This was his great mistake. In Matthew chapter 18:32, then summoning him, his Lord said to him, "You wicked slave, you wicked slave, I forgive you all that debt because you entreat me." We should not be complacent when we are forgiven. The king called him a wicked slave because he had received mercy from God, yet was not showing mercy to others. This evil servant is not loyal to mission that his master entrusts to him. Let's look at the Matthew chapter 24, verse 48 to 51. But if that evil slave, the same is the meaning of the original language, say in his heart, "My master is not coming for a long time," and shall begin to beat his fellow slaves and eat and drink with the drunkard, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him and the hour which he does not know, and shall cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. Weeping shall be there and the dashing of teeth. He said that his master will come late, treat the servant interest to him harshly, and pretend to be loyal to his master. However, he is guilty of the same sin just as the hypocrites. And while the Luke chapter 19 verse 21 to 22, there is another example. "For I was afraid of you because you are an exacting man. You take up what you did not write down and leave what you did not sow." He said to him, "By your own words I will judge you, you worthless slave. Did you know that I am exacting man, taking up what I did not write?" So he received the 1 mina. He did not sell it, but left in a tower. He was weak servant, right? He calls a person who does not fulfill his mission given by his master and an evil servant. In other words, it is not enough for us to just listen and follow and obey the master's voice. Let's look at the law, chapter 15, verse 5. "You may the God who gives the perseverance and encouragement to grant you to be of the same mind which with one another according to Christ Jesus, the same as like him." And I give you another one, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, "And walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us an offering and sacrifice to God as a fragrant." Amen. The question may arise as to whether or not the God liberates his punishment or forgiveness of a hurtless, wicked servant. In the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 and 15, and the Colossians 1, verse 28, the forgiveness not become invalid, but if a person has received forgiveness from God, God wants his face to grow to the stature of Jesus Christ and to advance to perfection. See, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 15, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man. We have to become to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. But speaking the truth in the love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. Amen. Our goal is the Christ. Let's look at another one. Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. And we proclaim Him, admonishing every man and the teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present is every comfort in Christ. We have to be comfort in Christ. Amen. The lesson we need to understand here is, the number one, we must realize we are debtors who could never repay God with anything, but by God's great grace, we have all been forgiven. Amen. And second is that God's forgiveness must be reflected in our law. Number three, if we do not, we must know that the God's the dreadful judgment of justice await us. Therefore, since we have already received God's infinite forgiveness, in the Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15, Jesus said, "For if you forgive men for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive you your transgressions." We must extend that the love to our neighbors, and only then will they be able to ask God for forgiveness again. If God's will for us is this kind of love for our neighbor, then we should be asking for forgiveness for the sin of not practicing it. So Matthew 18 verse 35, "So shall my heavenly Father also do to you," that is practicing, to do it. "If each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart," we must never be the ones to hinder the grace of God's forgiveness of sins by not forgiving our brother's sins. What we need is not a literal passive observance of the word, but an active faith. Amen. We need a more absolute ethic than the Pharisee. Let's look at the Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. "For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. If you hit the right cheek, you must offer the left cheek as well." In the Matthew chapter 5, verse 39, "But I say to you, do not resist him who is evil, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And what is right should be called right, and what is wrong should be called wrong. The being vague is evil." In the Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, "But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond this is of evil." Amen. In addition, we must realize that we are debtors before God, who must acknowledge that we are sinners who still need God's grace and forgiveness until the day we reach the complete righteousness and the salvation and the kingdom of God. Failure to repay is a sin. First, we need to confess our sins before the Lord. The Calvin said that the people who fail to confess their sins are the same as those who fail to pay their debt. We must also clearly understand that giving up on confessing our sin is a way to fall into greater crime. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you for granting us your living word today. We have come to realize the greatness of our sins against you and in inexhaustible grace of your mercy to those who trespass against you, and ask for your forgiveness. We have also come to realize that nothing human can pay for our sin except the life of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And we bow our head again in thanksgiving, praise and glory to your great love for us, which was so great that it cost you the death of your Son to forgive us our sins. Now that we are sons of the Father, grant that we too, by your love, mercy, and grace, may be forgivers. Grant that we may forgive our enemies and the persecutors with the love and with the forgiveness of the Father, so that the forgiveness of Father, the blood of the Lord, may not be in vain. It cannot be by our own strength, determination, or anything else, but by praying earnestly that we may have the Father's heart, so that we may all be lovers of God. In all things we ask in prayer, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to some announcement is if there is a first one is if there is anything that we have not forgiven, may the Father forgive us all, so that we may all learn to heaven with light and joyful heart. Amen. The second, today is marks the beginning of the Lent. May you prepare for the Lent with a liberated heart, and may you be filled with grace to welcome the day of the Lord's resurrection. Amen. Okay, so we'll end the service with the benedictions. Now, by the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ, the great love of God the Father, the inspiring indwelling of the Holy Spirit, be upon the head of the saint who pray every day until they finally receive God's great grace and forgive their enemies with the Father's mercy, love, and forgiveness. Let us be together in church, home, and workplace from now on and forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.